क्या सवाल किए क्या. वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो. दिस इज योर होस्ट विद्या. द शो इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय सफारी किड, द अमेजिंग प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम विद मल्टीपल लोकेशंस ऑल ओवर द बे एरिया एंड इंटरनेशनली. टू लर्न मोर अबाउट द सफारी किड प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम, चेक आउट safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. And if you're interested in a preschool or after school program for your child, let me tell you that there is bound to be a Safari Kid very conveniently located wherever you happen to be in the Bay Area. Safari Quiz Show has a Facebook page. Safari Quiz Show, of course, is what it's called. And I hope that all of you who haven't liked us so far on Facebook, just run right now and go like us on Facebook. Our email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's where you write to us if you want to participate on the show, if you have feedback, suggestions, ideas, or if you want to nag us about your listener prizes, which is what we're going to come to next. As most of you know, we do offer listener prizes, three listener prizes usually at the end of every category. We have a listener question. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've had some snafus in our back office, so I think a few of you haven't got your listener prizes yet, and a big apology from me for that. But we're going to sort it all out, and by the end of next week, everybody who needs to have a listener prize should have got it. If by next Saturday you haven't got your listener prize yet, then there is a problem, and we will absolutely look into it right away. But be patient. By next Saturday, all pending listener prizes should have been taken care of. All right. I want to mention again a musical showcase. I'm still waiting for enthusiastic parents to send me recordings of their child's musical performance, whether vocal or instrumental, whether Indian or classical, whether amateur or professional. The idea is that if your child is learning music, then we want to encourage that by giving them an opportunity to have their performance played on the air. We are also inviting you to bring your child to come here and play live on air. It will be a fabulous experience, and they don't have to be perfect. I think that's a big mistake that a lot of people do, that they think that all performances have to be perfect. No, they don't. If you've made a good effort, if you've done a good practice, if you've worked hard, then the results really don't matter. It's more the experience that matters. So I hope that parents, if you have a child interested in music and you would like to showcase them on our show, you will write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and let us know how we can put that on the air. If you want to sponsor the prizes on the show, again, safariquizshow@gmail is our email account. We can accept a week of sponsorship, a month of sponsorship, several months of sponsorship. It entirely depends on what you're comfortable with. For sponsorship on the show, you get to place ads on the show. We can talk more in detail. If you're interested, please send us an email with the title sponsorship on the subject line of the email. All right. So let's move on with today's show. We've got six graders on the show today. Let's meet them. We have two new contestants. Our first new contestant is Prisha. Prisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Prisha, you have a soft voice, so speak right into the mic.
Okay.
Yeah? All right. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like playing badminton, and I love to sing. For some of my free time, I draw and read.
Nice. So which school do you go to?
Lawson Middle School.
Which is where?
Which is in Cupertino.
In Cupertino. Oh, you made a long trip. Do you get to hear the show there?
Yeah.
Have you heard the show before?
Yeah.
I think I've heard her name, Prisha. It's familiar. I'm so glad you made the jump from listener to participant, and I invite everybody who's listening right now to do the same. The experience is fabulous, and you have a great deal of fun. So, Prisha, welcome to the show. What are you reading right now?
I don't have any books right now that I'm reading.
Okay. Any particular series that you've liked in the past?
Harry Potter.
Of course. Who doesn't like Harry Potter? I feel so envious of the kids today because they get to discover Harry Potter, and we've all done with them several years ago. So I'm glad you're enjoying that. Let's meet our next contestant, Adi. Adi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't hear him, so let's pull that down and speak into the mic again.
Thank you.
Is it okay? You need to turn up his volume a little bit? No, it's fine. Okay, Adi, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm in sixth grade. I go to Ardenwood Elementary, and I love to read and write stories.
Oh, nice. So what kind of stories do you write? Adventure or horror or sci-fi? Or?
I like to write adventure stories, which are really complex. So, like, if there might be a lot of cliffhangers in my stories.
Nice. Do you publish them online?
No, but But there's an author's contest in FSUSC.
Yes.
So I'm going to participate.
Young authors?
Yes.
Oh, that will be so much fun. So what's the story you're working on? Can you give us a broad idea of the plot?
The sneak peek is that I'm going to work on, like, a scroll. If these kids find a scroll and bring them on magical adventures.
Oh, lovely. Let me give you a little hint, though. For young authors, to win young authors, you always have to have a little moral. So remember that. All right. Welcome to the show, Adi. And we have Jayant, who's a returning contestant. Jayant, welcome back to the show. Tell us what's been happening since the last time you were on the show.
So in my free time, I just read and play on my DS.
Mm-hmm. Any particular games on the DS you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Time is pretty good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that the full name?
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeons Explorers of Time. Oh, mm-hmm. That's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my daughter used to play with Pokemon White and Gold, and this seems to be really complicated. Mm-hmm. Is it like an advanced version?
No, it's pretty old. Instead of being a trainer, you are a Pokemon, and then.
Oh, nice! So you have to pick which Pokemon you have to be.
It's like a questionnaire. It just decides which Pokemon you are.
Oh, I see. So it's very customized.
Mm-hmm.
But then your powers are also going to be based on that, right?
Yeah.
So you don't get to choose. What happens if... So you have to answer the questions carefully, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Ah, truthfully. That's cool. All right, enjoy the game. So today, there are all sixth graders, so the questions are going to be just a tad bit more complex than maybe for the fifth or fourth graders, but... As the kids who have been on the show before know, I give lots and lots of supplemental clues, so there should be no trouble at all. Now, Adi and Prisha are new to the show, so I'm going to go over the rules one more time for them, because we didn't have any time before the show to actually practice. So, here's how we do it. We have three categories, 10 questions each. Everybody buzzes if they know the answer. The little machine here tells me who buzzed first. Only they can answer. Don't blurt out the question. Don't raise your hand. Just wait for wait to be called on. And then if your buzzer lights up, then you get to answer the question. If your buzzer lights up and you answer the question right, you get 10 points. If you answer the question wrong, you get -5. If you can't answer the question correctly or you don't know the answer, the question passes to the next person who does not have to use the buzzer. You can just wait for your 5 seconds and just answer the question. If the person the question passes to has the option of saying pass, they can choose not to answer the question and they don't get penalized for it. We have a new rule, Jayant. I'm not sure if this was in place when you were here last, but if you end the round with negative points, sometimes that happens, we clean the slate and we start the next category with 0 points. All right? So let's do a quick buzzer check, make sure everybody's buzzers are working, and then we can get started with our quiz today. Prisha, Adi, and Jen. All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Our first category today is European capitals. Remember, I will have lots of supplementary questions, supplementary clues, if you don't know the answer. First question. Capital known for its Van Gogh Museum and the Rijksmuseum with works by Rembrandt. So if you remember which country Van Gogh and Rembrandt come from, this would be possible, yes.
France.
No, that is not correct. Remember, -5, but remember I asked for the capital, not just the country. But wait. You don't have to buzz in. Question passes actually to Prisha.
Pass.
What about you, Adi?
Pass.
Okay, I'm going to give a supplementary clue, and again it's open to buzzer, okay? This capital is also known for the country and the capital known for tulips.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam is right. So he gets 5 points since he owed me -5. That's a giant. Good job. All right. Question number two. The Wiener is a sausage named after this European capital.
Vienna.
Vienna is right. The Wiener. Wiener Schnitzel. All right. Question number three. This capital is the home of the Louvre.
Paris.
Paris is right. 10 points to Aditya.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 10 points to Jayant. My mistake. You got it right. All right. Question number four. City where the Parthenon can be found. That's Adi.
The offense?
Athens is right. Very good. 10 points. Everybody's on the board now. Excellent. Question number 5. Capital that shares its name with a city in the East Bay.
Dublin.
Dublin. Excellent. 10 points to Jan. Question number 4. Any one of these four cities that shares its name with its own country?
Vatican City.
Vatican City is right. Excellent. 10 points. Question number 7. Lisbon is the capital of this country.
Portugal.
Portugal is right. 10 points to Giant. Question number 8. Capital associated with a small green vegetable that kids dislike.
Brussels.
Brussels. Excellent. 10 points to Adi. Question number 9. Capital that sounds like what fire does.
Burn.
Burn. Excellent. That's the capital of Switzerland. Spells B-E-R-N. Question number 10. Capital of Bulgaria.
Bucharest.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Prisha.
Sophia.
Sophia. 5 points to her. All right. That is the end of our first round. Everybody did awesome and very evenly too. So I love that. This question is for our listeners. So kids in the studio, zip it. Our call-in number is 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Earlier in the round, I asked the name of any one of these four cities that shares its same name with its own country. I want one more from you because there are four cities at least that I know of. So we already covered Vatican City. Name another of these city countries.
City states.
There you go. City states. Perfect. 510-270-8830. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and I think the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Is it Kush or Krish?
Krish.
Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Nikhil. I'm looking for a different answer. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akuti, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Akuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Shelly.
Hi, my name is Kunj, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Kunj, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Luxembourg.
Thank you, Shreya. Shreya was the last caller for our first listener question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back from the break, Giants would have picked the winner of the first listener question, and we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. They're doing really well. You're listening to the Safari
Quiz?
No. Jeja Sawal Jeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Today we have Trisha, Adi and Jayant in the studio. We've just finished our first round, which was European capitals. The question for our listeners was, name one of these city-states. And everybody said Luxembourg. Everybody said Luxembourg. But there are a few others too. And I encourage you, yes, Monaco is one of them. And Luxembourg was one of them, Monaco and San Marino. Excellent, Giant. Yes, there are four city-states. Giant got them all. But yes, everybody who answered Luxembourg was right. From all the correct answers, it was Giant's turn to pick a winner. Giant, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Anya.
All right. Anya, write to us. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Please write to us today itself. In the subject line, mention the today's date, October 24, 2015. In the body, the question, answer, and your contact information. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Prisha, how many points do you have?
35.
35, excellent. What about you, Adi?
20.
20, and Jayant?
30.
Wow, it's really close. One of the closest first rounds I think we've had in a long time. So we can see this is going to end up being a very interesting competition, and maybe
I will have to quickly scramble up that. You did that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have to do a tiebreaker in the break. So we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, let's first take care of our second category. Our second category is words ending with ism. I-S-M. Ism. All right. Let's do a quick buzzer check, and then we'll get started with our listener question. Trisha, Adi, and Jen. All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
First question. Working passionately for a cause.
Enthusiasm?
You know what? I'll accept it. That wasn't the answer I was looking for, but it's acceptable. The word I was looking for was activism, but enthusiasm is good. Oh, no. It's not. Enthusiasm ends with A-S-M, not I-S-M. Oh, dear. Okay. I will ask a different question then. Yes, minus 5. Unfortunately, since I asked the, gave up the answer, it's not going to be except I cannot pass the question, so we'll just do another question. Doing work on behalf of others. Sometimes this is a high school requirement.
Volunteerism.
Excellent. 10 points to Prisha. Well done. 10 points. That is absolutely right. Alright, question number two still. Alright. Not believing in God. That's Adi. Pass. Minus 5. Tells you, let's leave his points alone. We'll take care of it. If the question passes to Jen.
Atheism.
That's right. 5 points. Alright, question number three. Blanket term for a group of complex brain disorders, usually in
autism.
Autism is right. 10 points. Good job. And the others don't know, but you can interrupt me in the middle of a question to answer. I just stop talking. Okay? All right. Question number 5. Custom where humans eat humans.
Cannibalism.
Yes. Aditya is right. Giant is right. 10 points. Okay. Question number 5. Reviewing someone's performance by offering opinion, sometimes negative.
Criticism.
Excellent. 10 points to Prisha. Question number 6. Encouraging outsiders to visit one's country by highlighting the interesting places.
Patriotism.
No, that is not correct. Encouraging others to visit one's country, minus 5. From Prisha, question passes to Adi.
Tourism.
Very good. 5 points to Adi.
It's better.
You just lay off his points. Thank you. Alright, question number 7. Discriminating against others because...
Racism.
Very good. 10 points to Adi. Good job. I was going to say because of the ethnicity, but you beat me to it. Question number 9. Question number 8. Being supportive of women's issues. Question passes to... No, you don't have to buzz, Prisha.
Sexism?
Being supportive of women's issues. So, no, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Adi.
Feminism.
Feminism. But I'll accept it. Question number 9. Feeling positive about what's going to happen.
Enthusiasm. No.
Minus 5. Question passes to Adi.
Pass.
Okay. Question passes to Jayan. Pass? Really? Feeling positive about what's going to happen? No? It'll hit you in 5 seconds. You should take time. You shouldn't pass so quickly. Feeling positive about what's going to happen. Optimism.
Oh. Okay.
Optimism. All right. Last question in this category. Feeling of love for one's country. Yes.
Patriotism.
This one is it. 10 points. Good job. And now our listener question, let's do a call in number 510-270-8830. Our listener question in the category, words ending with ISM. Persistently not coming to school. persistently not coming to school. Not showing up. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sherry, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Absentism.
What's your name?
Anya.
And what's the answer?
Absentism.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreyas, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Shreyas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is absentism.
What? What's the answer?
Absentism.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kund, and the answer is absentism.
What is the answer, please?
Absentism.
Thank you, Kund, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is absentism.
Thank you, Tejas. Tejas is the last caller. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see what the answer actually was for this question and who won it, as well as what the points in the studio are. This time it will be Adi's turn to pick a winner from the correct answers. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Prisha, Adi and Jayan. And before we went on break, we did the category words ending with ISM. The listener question was, persistently not coming to school or persistently not showing up. None of you really got it perfectly right. The word is absenteeism. So absent, then two E's, then ISM. So it's absenteeism. But I accepted all the answers where it sounded like absenteeism. And the ones that did not sound like that, I did not accept. So from all the answers that we accepted, it was Adi's turn to pick a winner. Adi, who is the winner of our second listener question?
Pooja is the winner.
Pooja, all right. Pooja, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know what to do. Question number two, October 24, 2015 is the subject line in the body, the rest of the information. All right, let's see the points in the studio. Another close round. So I think the points are also going to be pretty close to each other. Prisha, how many points do you have?
50.
50. Adi?
35.
And Jan?
50.
50. Oh, wow. This is super close. Our last category is 6th grade math. Everybody has papers and pencils here. I hope you at home, if you want to play along, have some paper to play along with us. They're all word problems. You have to pay close attention and solve the problem. Prisha, let's do a buzzer check. All right, kids have done a buzzer check. Buzzers are working. Let's get started with our first question. A school is selling cookies at a fundraiser. Each box contains 4 cookies. Each student can sell 8 boxes. How many cookies can 6 students sell? Minus 5. Question passes to Prisha.
3?
No. Total. I want the total number of cookies. Minus 5 from Prisha. Adi? Really?
Wait.
You don't want to solve this?
Can I try?
Yeah. Of course.
I'll say 24.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. I can't believe this.
I know.
Okay. Here's the deal. I'm going to explain to you how to solve
it.
Okay, so somebody tell me how to solve it. Or you know what? Solve it right now, because that's not acceptable for 6th grade. Yeah.
192.
Yes. Yes, it's 192. Each box has 4 cookies. Each student can sell 8 boxes. 8 fours are 32.
Yeah.
And how many cookies can 6 students sell? That's 32 times 6. All right, next question. No, you don't.
Dang.
Nice try. Nice try. Question number 2. Starbucks has regular coffee and decaf coffee. This morning, the cafe served 60 coffees in all, of which 45 were regular. What percentage of the coffees were regular?
?75%
That is correct. 10 points to Jayan. Okay. Question number 3. On Friday night, Rina ate a pizza for dinner and had 1/4 of the pizza left over. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, she ate 2/3 of what was left. How much of the pizza, total pizza, did Rina eat on Saturday? Rina had 1/4 of the pizza left over on Saturday. She ate 2/3 of what was left.
1/4 of pizza.
No, that is not correct. Well, question passes to Prisha.
1/2?
No, that is not correct either. -5, Adi?
I'll pass.
It's 1/4 of, 2/3 of 1/4, which comes to 2/12, which is 1/6. You said 1/12.
Oh.
All right. Question number 4. You put $80 in a savings account that earns 5% each year, simple interest. At the end of the first year, how much total money will you have? You put $80 in a savings account that earns 4 or 5% each year. At the end of the first year, how much money will you have total? Yes.
$120.
No, that is not correct. -5 for Jayan. Question passes to Prisha. You have 5 seconds, Prisha. So calculate and tell me.
$16.
No, your money is earning, you're earning money, so you should have more money than you started off with, because your money is earning interest. -5. Question passes to Adi.
I'll pass this one
too. Oh my gosh! Okay, now you guys solve it. This is not acceptable at all.
Question again?
You put $80 in a savings account that earns 5% each year. At the end of the first year, how much money will you have?
Come on!
Come on! Oh. If you still don't get it, then I will tell you the formula.
Yeah.
Is it too hard for 6th grade?
No.
No, right?
It's $72.
No.
$1,290.
No. I wish that I would be putting $80 in a savings account every year.
Oh,
it earns 5%.
Oh. $640?
No. No. What are you calculating?
$96.
Nope.
Oh, I got my mistake. 0.5.
What is 5% of 80?
Oh.
Oh.
And so the total money is
$4.
Are you solved for them? I wanted to see how long it took them to get there. Yeah. I know. I'm not believing you. Question number 5. All right, 5. This is weird. Question number 5. Oh, this is an addition problem. Please do this one. For lunch, Franklin had soup, salad, and lemonade. The soup cost $2.30. The salad cost $6.65. And the lemonade cost $1.85. How much money did he spend? I think at the end of the show, everybody's going to go into remedial math. Yeah.
$10.98.
No, that is not correct. -5 actually passes to Adi.
Okay. $10.90.
Nope.
$10.80.
Yes. -5 and +5 to Adi. Not to Jen.
No. Yeah. Wait, can I?
Phew.
Can I have 10? Wait, I already gave one.
He gave you a 5. You need to give him a 10. Don't confuse Michael during the show. All right.
Okay,
question number 6. Now I feel scared because the next question is a little more complicated. All right. Any bought boxes of thank you cards and get well cards? The thank you cards came in boxes of 10 and the get well cards came in boxes of 6. Ellie bought 7 boxes in all and she got a total of 58 cards. How many boxes of each type of card did she buy? Too difficult, no? Oh my gosh! Have you understood the question? Let me tell you again. The thank you cards come in boxes of 10. The get well cards come in boxes of 6. She has a total of 58 cards and she bought 7 boxes. How many boxes of each type?
Of the get well cards, she has 3, and of the other thank you cards, she has 4.
Yes! Phew! 10 points. Good job. Alright. Question number 7. Haley's aunt gave her $99 to spend on clothes at the mall. She bought 2 shirts that cost $8 each and a pair of pants that cost $28. How much money does she have left? $99, bought 2 shirts of $8 each and pair of pants for $28. How much money?
$55 left.
That is correct. 10 points to Jayan. Alright, question number 8. Paco has 8 red beads. He has 2 fewer yellow beads than red beads. Paco also has 9 more green beads than red beads. How many beads does Paco have in all? Nothing is difficult, you just have to pay attention. Paco has 8 red beads, 2 fewer yellow beads than red beads, 9 more green beads than red beads. What's the total?
23.
Nope, that's not correct. Question passes to Adi. Do not say pass. Solve it. And give me an answer. This is not acceptable to say pass at this point. 8 red beads, 2 fewer yellow beads, 9 more green beads than red beads.
I'm still solving it.
You want to be solved?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to count to 5. Okay, I'm going to come back to you. No, that's wrong. Minus 5.
31.
31 is right. 5 points.
Oh,
no. 5 points. 5
points. Yeah.
Phew! Okay, question number 9.
Yay.
Rosa bought 6 packs of red bouncy balls and 5 packs of yellow bouncy balls. Each package contains 10 bouncy balls. How many more red balls does she have than yellow? Yes.
10.
10. Yes. Phew! You got it. All right. Last question. Jasmine has 50 marbles in a bag. She takes out 20% of the balls. How many balls are left? She takes out 20% of the balls. How many balls are left? Jasmine has 50 marbles in a bag.
10.
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Prisha.
40.
40. That's right. 5 points to her. And with that, we come to the end of our visiting. No celebrating yet. We're hoping our kids at home also are doing the math to see who won. So we won't reveal it till after the break. We're going to ask our listener question now. Another complicated question. You'd have to think about it a little bit. All right, here we go. First caller number, 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Here's the question. The day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. Kids, you can do it in the studio too.
Wait, what?
The day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. What day is it today? It's not Saturday. Let me give you that clue. The day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. What day is it today? 510-270-8830. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Friday.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Somi, and I think the answer is Wednesday.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Bunny, and the answer is Thursday.
What's your name again?
Bunny.
Bunny? Welcome to the show, Bunny. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Asna, and I think my name is Asna Faliki, and I think the answer is Tuesday.
Tuesday, Asna? Is that Asna? Did I get your name right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Asna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is Friday.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anushree, and I think the answer is Wednesday.
Thank you, Anushree. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu, and the answer is Wednesday.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is Thursday.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is Thursday.
Thank you, Akriti, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is Friday.
Tejas says Friday. So we got a number of different days. Tejas was the last caller. Let's see how what the kids in the studio have as answers. Prisha?
Thursday.
Adi?
Friday.
And?
Friday.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll see who got it right. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja.
Safari Jeja.
The Safari Quiz Show. Jeja. Safari. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Our last category was a math category. And I have a feeling that the mummies and daddies of our participants today are going to put them in remedial math after this. Well, we had fun. I hope they had fun too. But first, let's look at our listener question. Our question was, the day before yesterday is 3 days after Saturday. What day is it today? Let's go over this. 3 days after Saturday is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Tuesday is the day before yesterday. So the day before yesterday is Wednesday, and the day before that is Tuesday. Therefore, the answer is Thursday. Thursday is the answer. From everybody who answered Thursday, Prisha picked the winner. Prisha, who's the winner of our third listener question?
Akriti.
Akriti, alright. Akriti, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. I think Pooja has already sent us an email. Anya, Akriti, you both need to send us an email right away to safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, put in question number, Akriti, you put in question number 3, October 24, 2015. And in the body of the email, your name, contact information, question and answer. All right. So let's see the points in the studio. Prisha?
40.
Adi?
20.
And Jayant?
70.
All right. Let's give a round of applause to everybody in the studio, particularly to Jayant, who won today's contest, but by not as a bigger margin that he's used to. So good job, Adi and Prisha, for giving him good competition. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was sponsored by Safari Kids, produced by Michael and Ms. Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jeja,
Safari Jeja.
मैं डालू डाल के भंगड़ा तू भी गिद्दा डाले चले रंग डाले हम के बने कभी मत डाले
मन कहे कि मैं ले आऊं चांद सारे सारे इन हाथों पर मैं चांद रखूं मांग में भर दूं तारे
हेलो हेलो तू फ्लोर पे लग कर आई येलो येलो
Hello, hello, too much help from me to die. Hello, hello, can you hold the road and hide?
Thank you.
तेरा मन मुझे बड़ा तड़पावे, तू देख तो अजमी दिल पर उड़िए तीर धड़क चल जावे। कर दे दिन पिए शराबी, चेहरा तेरा गुलाबी, कोई सोना निपला बन जावे जो इतनी हो बेसाबी।
हेलो हेलो दिल दिल से कनेक्ट करना, येलो येलो ये बातें डायरेक्ट करना।
Yellow, yellow, so mere touch mein rehna.